listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Dia de los Muertos begins Wednesday. It continues into Friday, November 2nd. This is a celebration that is deep in tradition, and many people learned about it and have shared it through that Academy Award-winning animated film Coco. So we're going to talk more about it. In the studio with me is Juan Carlos Altamirano of the Museo de los Cinco Pueblos in Nayarit State in Mexico. Juan Carlos, welcome.
Gracias. Buenos días.
we're wondering whether he's going to share any of his English with us. We'll see. He has been in Sacramento for a while to build two different projects. One includes an altar to Father Junipero Serra. This is on behalf of the Mexican consulate. And the Consul General of Mexico in Sacramento is Liliana Ferrer, and she's joining us as well. Ms. Ferrer, welcome so much.
Thank you so much, Beth. Good morning.
Would you like to explain Juan Carlos's work first in Sacramento? The connection?
Yes, of course. We are so lucky to have Juan Carlos, an expert in altars of the Day of the Dead, Día de los Muertos, because this is, as you have well said, a beautiful and magical tradition that Mexico has. Every year, from the 31st of October through November 2nd, throughout the country, we have streets, we have homes, we have cemeteries, we have plazas that are beautifully decorated with the flowers of cempasúchil, which is the flower of the dead, or the flower of the god of the sun, which is a crucial ingredient in all of the altars to welcome back and to guide our dead back. The work that Juan Carlos has been doing is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful exercise. We have at the Consulate General of Mexico, open to the public for the next week, an altar that is dedicated to Junipero Serra. That's one of the things that we do with altars. We dedicate it to one person, in particular, to have one motif. And he did a beautiful job also describing many of the traditions of his home state of Nayarit, the four cardinal points of earth, wind, fire, and some other very beautiful traditions. Not only that, but he also helped us to put up an altar in the Panteón de Sacramento yesterday downtown. And Saturday, there was a very big celebration. About 50 families put up altars. This is a way that both Sacramento and Mexico come together in a very beautiful way.
Juan Carlos, your job is titled a workshop specialist. Would you tell me more about what you want people to understand from your work?
I'll be happy to translate.
Okay.
¿Qué es lo más importante que de tu trabajo? ¿Qué mensaje quieres darle al público?
La verdad es que lo más importante es compartir nuestras tradiciones mexicanas y en este caso las nayaritas.
The most important thing is to share the traditions, Nayarit and Mexico as well, with people.
Juan Carlos, could you tell me deep inside of you why your life is dedicated to this work?
Dentro de tu ser, dentro de tu alma, ¿por qué este trabajo está dedicado a los altares de muertos y a celebrar el Día de los Muertos?
Es la forma que nuestro pueblo transmite conocimientos con las personas que ya no están con nosotros. En este momento es el único momento de todo el año en donde recordamos a los seres que nos compartieron nuestras enseñanzas y ya no están. ¿Y qué es lo que sucede? Que a las nuevas generaciones yo les voy a recordar la gente que ya no está, que compartió enseñanzas, y que en ese momento de todo el año voy a aprovechar la oportunidad de hacerlo.
I didn't get all of that, but a little bit. So please, Ms. Ferrer.
Of course. I think the main message is that this is a beautiful opportunity for families to share tradition and to share history with the new generations. This is a beautiful and magical way to bring back our ancestors and everything they taught us and the beautiful things that they left in our family, their love, their values, their principles. And in this way, we can for one day be living and reliving all these wonderful things with a new generation.
So we are talking about this festival in a week that is painful for many, many people in this country for many reasons. And I mentioned the movie Coco. Do you have a sense that the tradition and the connection of Dia de los Muertos has gone beyond Mexican tradition and is permeating in a bigger cultural sense many more people?
Well, thank you for saying that, Beth, because yes, that is Mexico's legacy. Dia de los Muertos today is recognized by the United Nations, by UNESCO, as intangible patrimony of humanity since 2008. Now, it became much more publicized and more visible with a James Bond movie, Spectre, as you might recall, with the opening scene, with a beautiful parade in Mexico City, which since then, now Mexico holds a very successful parade. It was just yesterday, over 1 million people attended. And then even more so with the movie Coco, where they beautifully also describe how we should always venerate, we should love, we should treasure, and we should celebrate life. It's all about celebrating life, celebrating our loved ones, and celebrating our traditions. And Sacramento does a beautiful job helping us do that.
Juan Carlos, do you go home tonight to Nayarit?
Sí. Hoy regresamos.
Yes.
Sí, yes.
And how will you mark the festival, the tradition at home?
En Nayarit, este festival.
En Nayarit ya estamos preparándonos. Se hace un festival en la calzada del panteón y en las tumbas propiamente de cada familia. Pero aparte, quien no pueda por alguna razón ir a la tumba de sus seres queridos, hace un pequeño altar en su casa, en donde coloca la fotografía y en familia se empiezan a cocinar estos alimentos con el que le vamos a dar la bienvenida a nuestros seres queridos que partieron. Colocar las flores de temporada en otoño, las flores, el pueblo, el campo florece con flores de color naranja, amarillo y morado. El morado es luto en la Iglesia Católica. Entonces es por eso que se colocan naranja y morado. Es la combinación de colores que es propio para esta temporada.
It's a beautiful way to celebrate it in Nayarit. Juan Carlos was just sharing that there will be celebrations and altars that will be set up in cemeteries, but also in the main roads and inside the homes. We decorate it with many things, starting with the food, the favorite food of our past ones. So it's a big celebration, and also with many, many flowers, like I said at the beginning, orange and purple.
So that is the Consul General of Mexico, Liliana Farrar from Sacramento, and also Juan Carlos Altamirano, who has been visiting from the Museo de los Cinco Pueblos in Nayarit State. One more question. How did this relationship happen? How is it that Juan Carlos came to Sacramento to do the work he's done here?
Well, I've been in Sacramento, my career Foreign Service officer. I've been in Sacramento for a little over a year. And I thought that today more than ever, it is so important that it's very difficult for many Mexicans that live in our region to go back home. And I thought it's so important to bring Mexico to them. And so we invited various governments to see if they could send us an expert. Michoacán is a huge has a huge presence here and is one of the most precious states where the Day of the Dead is celebrated. Nayarit is another one, and so we were so lucky to have been accepted, the invitation of Juan Carlos to come here. That is the connection. But again, it's a way of bringing Mexico to Sacramento. And it's beautiful because Sacramento already celebrates in so many ways. In Oak Park, November 2nd, there will be another festivity. And please join us. It's beautiful. There's tons of food and music and arts crafts, which is part of the celebration of life.
Juan Carlos, had you ever been to Sacramento before this?
No.
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 Tell me about your experience here.
¿Cuál es tu experiencia en Sacramento?
Magnífico, nos han tratado excelente y hemos tenido la oportunidad de compartir y hemos encontrado que la gente que nos ha recibido con el corazón abierto a estar con nosotros. Pudimos traer en ocasión esta pequeña muestra, pero Dios mediante, más adelante traeremos una exposición más amplia.
Magnífico, magnífico. As he said, you understood, Beth. People have been very, very kind, as Sacramento is, and we very much hope that they can come back next year, of course.
Since you are here, Ms. Ferrer, could I ask you a question unrelated to this celebration?
Of course.
So many eyes and minds and hearts of Californians have been focused on the migrant caravan that has been moving along. Hundreds of people have splintered off, we understand, but I just heard this morning that another caravan is reported to have left El Salvador, also headed for the United States. Do you have involvement in that, and in what way? And can you tell me, from your perspective, a view of this caravan?
Yes, of course, Beth. What I can tell you is what the position of the Mexican government is, which is that we see the phenomenon of migration as a phenomenon of shared responsibility, that Mexico is a country that is signatory and that is part of a series of agreements on international human rights and also on international humanitarian rights, that we respect the fact that people, human beings, have the right of free movement and free travel, and we also respect the right of human beings to request refugee status, that Mexico at this point is interviewing the migrants. And not only that, but just a couple of days ago, the president of Mexico announced a special program called Esta Es tu casa, estás en tu casa. You are at home, meaning that all refugees, all migrants that are already in Chiapas and in the state of Oaxaca, because that's a requirement, can come and that come forth to immigration authorities to request refugee status, will be able to obtain medical services, will be able to take their children to school, and we will be able to get a temporary identification card, get temporary work in order to then be able to process the regularization in the country. So I believe that particularly also Mexican nationals that the migrants have encountered have acted in a beautiful way of solidarity, helping not only individuals but also companies, donating foods, and it's a very complex phenomenon, Beth. We again should understand it as a phenomenon of shared responsibility, where we should also focus, very important, on development policy in these countries, in order to see it as a long-term solution and a permanent solution as well.
To what degree is the allowance of the caravans to pass through Mexico causing intense conflict or increased conflict in any way with either the state of California or the Trump administration or both?
Well, again, it's a very complex issue. Mexico is doing its best, as it should, to treat all human beings with dignity and in full respect of their human rights. And I believe that that is the way that Mexico has been working with this issue that is very complex. And again, we have invited all the migrants to come forth and to be interviewed by immigration authorities so that we can review each of their cases and provide them with the services that I already described.
Well, to wrap up in a conversation about the altars, Juan Carlos, what happens to the altars, the projects you've built in Sacramento after November 2nd?
¿Qué pasa con los altares después del 2 de noviembre, los que están aquí en Sacramento?
El de aquí, lo que hicimos aquí. Uh-huh. Bueno, vamos a conservarlo. El próximo año, Dios mediante, esto tiene que crecer. El altar fue dedicado a Fray Junípero Serra Ferrer. Él fue un misionero que llega al puerto de Veracruz, empieza con sus misiones y sube a las altas Californias. Su misión para él era evangelizar. Hoy la misión que traemos nosotros es compartir las tradiciones de nuestro pueblo. De alguna manera, en una ocasión fue misión y ahora en esta ocasión fue compartir tradiciones.
Shared traditions is his focus. Junipero Serra is the person that the altar in Sacramento is dedicated to. We all know that Junipero Serra played a crucial role in connecting Mexico and the Californias. He's the one that inaugurated the name of the city of San Diego and San Francisco. And we know Carmel. He's a crucial figure in California history. He left from the port of San Blas in Nayarit, where Juan Carlos is from. So that is where he took off from, as most migrants did hundreds of years ago that came to California. And, well, it's a celebration of the Mexico-California relationship as well with this figure, this very important figure that connects Mexico and California. We have so many things that we share, Beth, as you know, Mexico and California. We're the number one trading partner for California. There's a very important diaspora of Mexicans that have been here for many, many years and that have binational families. So we're more than neighbors, we're more than friends, we're family, and this is a beautiful opportunity to strengthen that tie.
Are the altars meant to be permanent or semi-permanent?
Well, all altars in Mexico and here are to be placed and to be set up during the festivities of the Dia de los Muertos. So please come and enjoy them, because they will have to be eventually packed up. But then again, we will unpack them again next year. And each year, it's a different altar with a different theme. So that's another thing that's very interesting. And it's magical, Beth. Very important for people to keep in mind that everything in the altar, the aromas, the smells of the incense, the smells of the flowers, the cempasúchil, and even the meals and the drinks, the incense, the copal, all brings to our mind very vivid and very magical memories of our history, both pre-Hispanic, but also of the colonial times of the Spaniards, but of our country, our native places. Just last year, I was speaking to someone in Oak Park that set up a beautiful altar. And I said, what is the most important thing for you as you participate in the setting up of these altar? And he said, you know what? I have memories of when I was a little boy. My parents used to take me every year to see my grandparents in our hometown, very close to Janitzio, the magical island where they celebrate the Day of the Dead. And we lived in Mexico City, and that is a beautiful memory I have. Now that I am no longer able, for various reasons, to go back to Janitzio, it's beautiful that Mexico, I've brought Mexico to me. And I'm in Janitzio with all the smells and the aromas and the memories and this beautiful site. So please visit the celebration at Oak Park. It's a beautiful tradition, again, celebration of life and celebration of our culture, and most important, a celebration of family and of bringing us close together in peace and in harmony, as it should be.
That is the Consul General of Mexico in Sacramento, Liliana Ferrer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Beth.
And Juan Carlos Altamirano of the Museo de los Cinco Pueblos in his Nayarit state, Mexico. Thank you.
Gracias por la invitación.
Gracias. We will post photos of the altars on our website, so you can see them at capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us. Ay, 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 ay.